With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And Mary, the countdown has begun.
Summer Mary will be alive in 1 week from today.
This is literally frightening and very exciting.
I'd say more exciting. Slash, I've really been exhausted, so...
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm capable of.
I don't think any of us know, and I think we're about to find out because we are less than 2 weeks away from See You Next Tuesday at Sur, which is going to be like one of Summer Mary's first outings.
It is a debut. I go to a bachelorette party the week before, but that'll be my first week off of school, so it should be rather dangerous.
Yeah, it's your LA debut.
I recommend people taking off Wednesday if you're joining us.
Yes, because Mary has taken off the next 100 days to make sure that she's ready.
It's not that long. It's only like 10 weeks.
Whatever. It's okay, 70 days, sorry.
Yeah, it's not 100 days of summer.
But which was a great Bravo show. When I go to Chicago in 2 weeks, I'm going to try to recreate 100 days in summer, but only in 2 days.
So you're going to die in Chicago?
I mean, if I don't die in Vegas this weekend, I think Chicago is a great place to die.
I actually love Chicago, but I've never gone for a winter, so.
Well, it's going to be June, so.
You're safe.
All I want to do is take a photo with the bean so I can be like, hey, you guys, I've been to Chicago.
Oh, gosh, I can't with that. Please don't add that on the story.
100%. That is my Instagram photo. I'm just already prepping it in my head.
Hashtag dork.
Yeah, hashtag please somebody help me and marry me so that my mom will stop worrying about me. That's a different story, though. That's not about Chicago. Okay, anyways, moving on. What do you have planned for the weekend?
This weekend? You know, I've had a headboard that I bought about 3 months ago, and I've never put it together. So I'm thinking about conquering that task this week.
Oh, that's boring. Thanks for sharing.
Well, I literally have Lake Arrowhead, LA, San Diego, /
Yeah, you have a lot going on. Okay,
so
I want to tell you about a few things that while you're doing your headboard, and this is for everybody listening too, I have a few shows that you need to start watching, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So let me just start off with the Mary Kay Letourneau story on A&E. Now, the tale is old as time. We all know what happened. But this is like a straight up just like, it's like a biography with her, an autobiography. It's her and then it has the husband and it has close friends. It is like 20 years later, she literally doesn't think she did anything wrong. It is like so crazy.
Well, okay. So they got together after she got out of prison. Then they had two kids, but then I thought they got divorced.
Kids, she already had. She had the two kids while in prison, like.
Right, conjugal visits?
No. She was like pregnant before she went to jail. And so the kids were born, and then she was in jail. So anyway, so then that's what's interesting is that during this thing, so I thought that they had gotten divorced because he like potentially wanted to open up like a pot shop, and because he was like married to a felon or something, there was something about that he couldn't do it. Like there was a reason why he couldn't do it. They don't get into that. They literally start talking about the divorce, and you can hear her in the background go while they're interviewing the husband, and she goes, "We're not going to talk about that." Like.
Oh, so is she, like, still the school teacher controlling him?
I think so, because he's, like, a wannabe DJ now. He's actually, like, I hate to say, he's kind of good looking. I had, like...
No, ew.
I don't know why. I was, like, I don't hate it. I don't hate it. Mary, watch it. And Mary, you don't even know what he looks like now. He's, like, 35. Yeah. He's too young for you at 35.
Well, like, no, he's not cute.
Yeah, he's like not bad looking. He's got.
Anna's supposed to go on a date next week with a younger man. So.
Wow.
That's my new thing.
Wait, does Summer marry like younger men?
Yeah, that's my new thing this year.
Oh wow.
AKA, like two people.
Wow. Okay. So okay. Then I'm gonna give you also talking points for your dates. So after you finish the Mary Kay Letourneau story, there is then a show on A&E that's called like Cults and Extreme Beliefs. Oh, you are in for a treat. One episode is about Jehovah's Witnesses. One episode is about Nixium, which I believe I've talked about this on the podcast before, but it's like a MLM that has turned into a sex cult starring Allison Mack from Smallville. Oh my gosh, it is good.
I can't remember if it was a 2020 or a Dateline about it.
Yes.
But it was disturbing. It kind of reminiscent of Scientology.
Yes. Well, it is based, is something about like Dianetics is like Scientology's version, but they do a lot of like neurological sciences with this of like how you can control how you feel and blah, blah, blah. And they do the blackmail thing with like the auditing so that they blackmail you to be in there. Yeah. And they make you do something called collateral, which is like giving the deed to your house or... And then they brand you. They literally cauterize your skin, like burn. Whew. But the most shocking thing about that was that the burn mark is the guy's initials, but it's also the Smallville actress's initials. And the branding was her idea.
Oh, no, I heard.
No, she admits it's her idea.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. Like, what?
But, like, also, like, maybe she got kind of like Patty Hearst.
You think there's a little Stockholm syndrome in that?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe. But okay, so then after you're done watching that, hopefully your headboard is like a quarter of the way done. Hopefully it's not, okay. So you have more time. Then you pop over to Netflix. And guys, I did not steer you wrong with watching Wild Wild Country. You need
still
to watch.
Still not finished. I keep falling asleep.
Okay. But you need to watch Evil Genius.
I've heard amazing things.
It is. Again, it starts off slow, and you're like, why is this pizza delivery guy blowing himself up? Why did he rob a bank? And then it just goes deep, and you're like, what the fuck? And that's a question I ask myself at least 45 times a day. So it's just, that was 46. Like, what the fuck? It's great,
so
though.
I have three things. And then have you watched The Staircase?
No, but I heard that new episodes are coming to Netflix. So can you tell me a little, can you give me a little backstory on that?
Mm. Sure. I cracked this case over the weekend. There's something on the ID network about it. I cracked it with my mom.
Uh-huh.
And basically this man, he was an author and really affluent community, lived in Durham, North Carolina. And he threw his wife down the stairs and killed her. And
wow,
he's trying to get out of it.
Very Death Becomes Her.
Well, and there's like this huge pool of blood, and they're like, nobody has that much blood if you fell down the stairs. So that's the premise of the story. And then they later, like, they go back 20 years, and apparently his neighbor died the same way.
Oh my God, it's like that. You remember that Ryan Reynolds movie, or Ryan Gosling movie with Kirsten Dunst? And he, like, it's, like, basically, like, based on, I think it's, like, based on Robert Jinx, maybe. It's, like, how he just, like, he keeps killing his wives.
Oh, no, but do you know that Kirsten Dunst just had a baby with the guy from Friday Night Lights?
That looks exactly like my ex-boyfriend. Yeah, I do.
Interesting.
Uh-huh. Well, did you know that your boyfriend got a new mugshot?
Scott Peterson?
Yeah. Did you notice that? Did you see that?
My real friends were like, wait, what happened?
What do you mean?
They thought he got out or something. I'm like, no, he's still at San Quentin.
You still drive by and say hello every morning.
I keep waving.
He's looking pretty cute in his mugshot.
He got pretty skinny.
Yeah, well, you know, he's probably, it's like Joe Giudice. Like, it's like all you can do in there is lift weights and do yoga.
I hear, like, Teresa has no contact with him right now.
No contact. Did you see the camp photo that we post, that I posted today on our Instagram?
I sure did, and it just, like, got me excited about summer camp.
Okay, we posted today, if you guys haven't seen it yet, a photo, like, that one of Teresa's inmates posted as a hashtag TBT.
Oh, my God.
And it's like all of them, it's like the Real Housewives of Danbury, Connecticut. Like, it's just, they're all posing. And it's like, instead of diamonds, they have handcuffs.
And they're like doing the skinny arm.
Yeah, it's like, even in prison, you still have to take those photos.
They're like, rompers are cool.
Okay. So I also, before we go all the way full of back, like into Bravo, there's something else I need you guys to go into. It's worth a read. Okay. And it's this girl called Anna Delvey. And thecut.com, which is like New York Magazine's online presence, they did this story about this girl called Anna Delvey. And it's basically this girl, like, and it's true life, of Gossip Girl meets Catch Me If You Can.
AKA she just pays off people to be in the cola late parties?
Yes, somewhat. Like, she just, it's like this rich, she's, nobody really knows where she came from. She says she's a German heiress. She says she's Russian. Like, she just keeps basically.
She has red hair.
Yeah, she's like floating money around. And then she basically gets people to pay things for her. And then she's like, but because they're so rich, sometimes they're like, oh, whatever. Like, you don't have to get me back. It's only a cool couple thousand. I'm like, I Venmo somebody $15 if they haven't paid me back. Like, I am petty. A couple of $1,000 are okay for you. Anyways, I want you guys to look into that because it's crazy. Anna Delvey. I will post a link in our Insta story about it because it's wild.
Okay, I need to read a little bit more. There was too many words today for me to...
Yeah, sometimes I just send Mary a list of things. I'm like, please read this by X date. Which means Mary will never do it.
Especially when you send it to my personal email. I'm like, I never check that.
What? I send everything to your personal email.
I know. I just never check anything you send me.
What email should I be sending it to?
I'm not giving you the email.
I will inundate you with fun stuff.
No, thank you.
Okay, so I wanted to... So, exciting, fun news is over the weekend, I met Lindsay from Summer House.
Oh, yeah. I want more about Everett in this.
Okay. So, here's like... I got... My friends told me I was being creepy, and I'm like, well, that's my middle name, so whatever. But we're sitting at the Belmont, which is, like, where all the VPR kids like to go these days, but it's also down the street from my house. And, like, my friend's like, isn't that Lindsay from Summer House? And, you know, she and I, like, we, like, DM. And so I'm like, they're like, oh, just go over there and say hi. I'm like, I feel like that's, like, really kind of weird to just be like, hi, Lindsay, I'm Cordy. So I DM'd her, and I was like, hey, this is, like, really random, but do you happen to be in L.A.? And more specifically, are you at the Belmont?
And that is even creepier than going up to her, but okay.
Yeah, I know. And then they're like, I was like, I'm just going to DM her. And they're like, that's weird. And I was like, oh, whatever. And then I told them what I DM'd. And they're like, you are serious. Like, that's very strange. But I'm like, but why would she be in L.A.?
Oh, because you doubted that it was her.
Well, I mean, it looked like her, and I assumed it was her, but, like, also, it's like, why would she be in L.A., right? Like, if we were in New York, I would be like, that's, like, 100% her. So, anyway, So then she DM'd back. She's like, oh, my God, yeah, are you here? Like, come say hi. So I went and said hi to her. And then it was, like, very full circle because I had friends who were in the Hamptons that weekend who were, like, hanging out with their friend. Very strange. But, anyway, she was super sweet.
You know, single 30-year-old girls living coast to coast.
Oh, you know it. And then when I was like, so, like, are we with Everett? What's going on? And it was just like, meh, you know. And I'm like, no, I don't. That's why I'm asking.
It's complicated section on Facebook.
Well, so they start filming the weekend of the 23rd. That's the first weekend of filming. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like it's going to be part of the storyline this season.
She didn't want to give too much away.
I have to assume he
was in New Orleans with Shep over the weekend.
Oh, that's right. She did say he was at a wedding, so that's why he wasn't in L.A. But was he in New Orleans or Charleston?
Charleston.
Yeah, that's right. Once again,
half working brain. I can't wait to be done with work. I text Courtney like half the right thing that I mean to say, but she transcribes it.
A lot of times I'm like, Mary, remember this? And you're like, we've never talked about that. Like, what? Yes. Remember? And then, like, I'll say something that triggers. She's like, this does sound familiar. Okay. And I know.
Selective memory.
Yeah. I think a lot of things I tell you, you just want to forget in general, which is fine. Like
the email thing. That's okay.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, so Lindsay was cool. She was super sweet. She's actually going to a wedding that my friends I was with are going to as well. So it was like it was networking on a Friday afternoon.
So any other gossip we need to know about?
About Lindsay?
Summer house? I feel like there's going to be a big feud between – I feel like Kyle and Amanda will be on a different island this summer.
So I heard that there's going to be a big cast shakeup.
Well, maybe Kyle and Amanda don't make the cut.
Oh, Kyle for sure – I have to assume that Kyle for sure makes the cut. I think Lindsay had – well, considering that she told us that filming starts that weekend, I assume that she will be on it.
Lindsay work as Carl.
I don't – honestly, I can't decide if – like, I feel like if Workus, like, it's either Workus or Carl, unless they can, like, pull it together, because nobody wants to watch that for another season. I'm very curious. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't see,
go ahead. I can find out.
You can?
Yeah, didn't I tell you my friend's brother works with Carl at the teeth place?
What?
Stemple.
No, I didn't realize that's how, that they, like, know each other there. At Glow? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'll give her a ring-a-ding-ding.
Yeah, why don't you do that for...
I'll text her right now.
Please, could you, what, yeah, please send her a text and let's just see. Okay. So also, by the way, that just, like, them parting Summer House also made me think of, have you watched Ibiza on Netflix yet, too?
No.
Oh, Mary, you have so much to do this weekend. People do.
I have, like, deprived myself of murders, of documentaries.
I mean, you're about to have.
All for this podcast.
You're about to have a great summer. I know. I don't understand. Like, I feel like I do a lot in my life, and I still manage to watch all this stuff. And I'm like, I think I need a boyfriend.
No, it's just because you don't have to take the notes.
Oh, that's true.
So, like, you can do other things while you watch?
No, but I still, like, do the Instagram.
No, I'm not saying you don't do anything. Let's be very clear about that.
Okay, so something I do want to talk about, though, speaking of Instagram, why did Brittany feel the need to get new chompers?
And she's allergic to rabbits, and she looks like a rabbit now.
Wait, she's allergic to rabbits? Oh, that's right. Secrets
after
are real.
After this week during the Ivy thing, are you allergic to anything? I'm allergic to rabbits. Like, out of all the animals in the world, that's not very specific. I feel like if you were allergic to a rabbit, you'd be allergic to a cat.
Yeah, I'm not. Something's up with her, but I don't understand. Like, she got just two front teeth put in, and they are so large.
Like Bugs Bunny. Bunny.
And then is she messing with us? Because then she put a bunny filter on, like, an Insta story. And I was like, no, come on. And then she did an Insta story where she, like, went crazy on people. She's like, how dare you all talk about me, about my teeth? If I want my teeth to look like this, I want to. You're all mean, mean people. And I want to be like, Brittany, you literally subject yourself. Like, you went on a reality show and you keep saying, like, all these people are just treating me horribly and, like... you know, telling me how to live my life. It's like, but that, you're on a reality show.
Right. Like, and then they also got an ad this week for, like, a new toothbrush company.
Oh, wow. Let's just say they won't be winning any Oscars.
It made me laugh even more. I was just like, wow, her teeth are really stealing the show this year.
They're like,
And then I was like,
oh, hey, Jax, what are you doing here, Jax? He's like, oh, what are you doing? She's like, I'm just like brushing my teeth with this new toothbrush. He like holds up like a 99-cent toothbrush. He's like, oh, is it better than this one? I just hear brain cells dying.
I used to do those commercials in the shower to myself when I was 9 years old. I'd like grab the Pert Plus bottle and be like, oh, hey, what's this? I was in the shower alone. Literally do an infomercial by myself about Pert Plus.
Do you mind doing one right now?
Literally the commercial was always me like catching the shampoo and I'd be like, oh, what's this? Pert Plus? Smell it. Oh, it smells great. I got to give this a try. And then I'd shampoo my hair. And that was basically the commercial to myself in the shower alone.
I would pay for that. If I was an advertiser, I would hire.
Did you never do that?
No.
I used to always pretend to do commercials. That was kind of like my thing.
I feel like you should keep it going.
Well, me and my sisters, like, that was our thing. We'd do talent shows and commercials.
It must have been really fun to grow up in the Mahoney household.
Totally.
Speaking of all the gingers in your family, did you see that Brandy from Real Housewives of Dallas? I think we had mentioned it before, but it was finally official with a People magazine article that they adopted a baby boy.
The exclusive.
Dun, dun, dun. Exclusive.
I feel like they got that baby fast. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know.
She said it was, like, basically overnight. That it was, like, a young couple gave up a baby to the state. And then they were trying to, like, conceive and couldn't. And then they got this call. And they basically made, like, a split-second decision.
Oh, I thought there was, like, a very long process to adopt a baby.
Well, I think, like, the parents, like, gave it up. Like, they were, like, teenagers or something. I'm not really sure.
Right, but I feel like there's a lot of screening that happens in between.
The problem with, like, when news happens is, like, I only read the title of the article and not the actual article.
Sure. I think it's cute they got a boy.
Yeah, and he's a little ginge. A little Prince Harry.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Wait, and speaking of another ginger. Uh-huh. Ginger Zarin?
Oh,
he drowned. Jill Zarin's little puppy, I think he was like 13.
Still alive.
No, I know.
Oh, okay.
He drowned and lost his eyesight.
It's a girl.
I give up.
You're doing.
I think I'm going to be sharper when I'm working less.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that. When that day comes, you're going to really be excelling at two judgy girls over here. Anyways, the dog is blind and it's like very sad. And she's like posting these photos.
I think it's gonna come back.
And then all I hear is like, in the arms of the angel.
Sarah
and it's like it's like an ASPCA commercial. And I'm like, why is the dog shaking? Give it money. It's just so bad. Okay, so then there's also. Now, listen, people are always like, oh, you can't ask if somebody's pregnant, blah, blah, blah. But, like, here's a theory I have. And it's not about Ginger Zarin. It's about... it's about Lala Kent.
What's her real name, though?
Lauren Birmingham from Utah.
Okay.
Lauren, L-A-U-R-E-N. But she spells it with a Y.
Anyways, Lala.
She says she's giving up drinking. And she's dying... No. She's dyed her hair brown.
Oh, no, but what's your source about the drinking?
She did it in an Instagram Live that I saw.
Oh.
So from the horse's mouth, if you will.
So she's like, I'm giving up drinking because I just want to be in touch with my soul and my body and get rid of my anxiety.
Right, something like that. And she dyed her hair brown. And, like, when you're pregnant, you're not supposed to, like, color your hair. So I'm like, is she dyeing it back to her natural color? So it grows out. Now, this is all speculation, so I don't want to start anything. This is all alleged of
could she Okay, Shannon Bador stirring the pot, Dorinda.
Nine lemons! What do you think?
Okay. I hope not.
I agree.
I know they worked this week with Jeff Lewis and picked out some furniture, and I will die if they're filming.
if they're filming Lala and Randall, her man,
Rand,
picking out furniture with with Jeff Lewis, I mean, my life could be complete.
Ugh. Okay, wait, also tangent to Jeff Lewis. So you, like, heard about, like, Jeff Lewis, like, that Kelly Dodd got fined or whatever for talking about Vicky or something like that about the season. So, like, Bravo fined her, like, on Jeff Lewis's show. So Jeff Lewis, I guess, on that show also said that, like, he didn't call Vicky fat, but he called Vicky, he said Vicky
like
dresses.
Little Miss Piggy?
No, he said she dresses, like, her clothing is too tight for her body. Like, she doesn't dress for her body. So Jeff posted, like, a photo of, like, him and Monroe, his daughter, and Vicky leaves a comment and goes, I hope she's not fat at a size 8 or something like that. And I was like, Vicky! Like, Vicky, you can't do that.
She'll come for you.
Like, she really will. Like, what did she say? She said, hopefully she never gets to a size 8. Gorgeous baby. like Vicky.
Wait, do you think that, so obviously, like, that's Jeff's sperm, Monroe. Mm-hmm. Do you think Gage is going to get one too?
That's the plan that they've had.
I don't trust that Jeff Lewis, so.
Why not?
He's shady.
What?
Especially with Gage.
All right, give us your theory.
He's just not nice to Gage.
What? I really like them together.
Ew, no, he's so mean. Gage is literally losing his mind. Did you watch last season? He, like, basically had a mental breakdown on camera.
But I think it's because of the stress of, like, having a new baby and also trying to run the business. Like, I think Gage...
And Jeff torturing him.
I don't know. I like them together. I think they seem happy.
Mm-hmm. I'm really excited to see Frederick and the twins.
I want everybody to know right now that Mary has just done a full transition from sitting on the ground, talking into the computer, to maneuvering the entire setup she has so that she's now laying on the couch. And
I want to lie down.
And she's managed to prop a pillow under her head. She's tucked herself burrito-like into a blanket. I am dying because I was like, what is she doing? Like, I'm like trying to talk while I'm trying to watch what she's doing. This girl is just like, she's got a setup.
I had 3 glasses of wine and it's 10:15.
I'm not hating on it. I was actually impressed.
I'd rather be sleeping.
No, this is really fun for you. You love this. Is your favorite part. Okay, let's just, like, get into it because I feel like we've done enough talking that I'm sure people have already, you know, stopped listening. So if you're still here, thank you. Oh, a better close-up of Mary.
I keep on changing.
Okay, so let's do... So secrets revealed. Let's get into Vanderpump. Also, before we get into Vanderpump, I would just like to say that I am no longer... Well, I've been like this, but I'm not a fan of James Kennedy.
So I kind of thought he was endearing this week.
No, I just mean as a human being in general.
Because he stole your photo?
I just... Well, he was rude to me at Watch What Happens Live. And then he, like, took our photo, which is fine. Like, I don't care. Take our photo. But, like, you can give us, like, credit, right? Like,
give me some street cred.
Yeah. Like, just a tag or, like, an acknowledgement. And so I commented on the photo being like, hey, thanks for the photo credit. Oh, wait. Huh. And he wrote back. He's like,
wait.
What?
You should have wrote orange. You going to give me credit?
Well, no. So then hold on. So then he wrote back and he's like, LOL. Sorry, ladies. But then still didn't give the credit. And so someone was like, oh, what a shock. Like, wow, he still hasn't given you credit. I'm like, wow, we're shocked. So then, of course, I was like, I was on fire last night. And by on fire, like, literally, I thought I was, like, on fire. Like, not, like, in a good way. Like, I was.
Like, she was scary. I had to talk her down. I'm like, please stop being mean to people.
First of all, I wasn't being
mean.
She got
personal. She got personal.
I did not get personal. We'll go into that in a second, too. But so then I was like, fuck this shit. I screenshotted that shit and I put it on our story and I said, orange, you shocked by this? And then all of a sudden, 5 minutes later, and I would like to thank the jury because then you guys always come out in full force for us, which is like amazing. And you guys all tagged on his photo. Like, you, like, this is a two Jenny
girls
photo.
You're the worst, basically.
And so all of a sudden I get a little ding and we've been tagged in a photo. Justice for the judges.
justice for the jury, and we will see you, James Kennedy, and we'll confront you about this. Maybe we should all wear orange.
I don't know if that's like my best color, nor do I think I own anything orange. How do you say orange? Oh. Orange? Orange.
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 No, but my mom says it like...
orange?
Yeah, she also says wash.
What word is that?
Wash. Are you gonna do your wash? That means like, are you gonna do your laundry?
That's not a real word.
Yeah, I know.
That's not a real word.
Do your wash?
I've never heard of that before. But okay, so anyways, though, he was endearing on this episode, and I think it's because we've turned on Rob.
Ugh. That's okay. So many things to discuss.
Okay.
When the editors asked Sheena, did you lose your virginity to Rob? Are you going to say what she said?
No, you can say it.
I mean, not in my vagina.
I hate her. Like
the worst snicker of your life.
Like the problem is like, I would like to like you. Like, sure, like, everybody has a bad season. You know, we can like somebody one week and not like them the next week. It's like, she does something every week that is so infuriating that it's like, I would, ideally, this is, I have an idea. I would like to take her, Landon, fucking trashly piece of shit. I would like to take them and, like, put them on an island of, like, the, like, Bravo misfits. And tell them we're recording a new reality show.
So, like, and, like, Phaedra would be on it. Maybe no, Kenya Moore.
I don't even mind Phaedra, even though she, like, did whatever that fucked up shit was. Or, like, Kenya Moore. But it's, like, when you're so obnoxious that, like, people cannot stand you. Like, you could put T-Rav on that island. And you're like, oh, guys, hey, we're doing a really great Bravo special where we're taking, like, all the best people from shows and we're going to record a reality show. And then it just never airs.
Yeah. I don't think you're going to get that show happening, that non-show. I guess it's a non-show.
It's a dream.
Right.
Just think about it. Okay, but go on with I liked also the well, Rob, then, Rob, I Rob, thought there was... Rob, 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 Rob,
right,
Rob.
Right. I love how he told the story about that was the first girl to ever reject him. I'm like, okay, lie. And then, but then he brought up the princess in front of her and she was so awkward. And then she's like, her and Glass Eyeball. I mean, Raquel.
What's risotto? Is it a pasta like ravioli?
Yeah.
Oh like, my god! I don't, James. I don't get it. Like, is it the same thing?
I think it's a grain.
She's like, but she did say something right. Sheena, you did move on pretty quickly. And she's like, I don't need two eyes to see that.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
Thank you.
I'll give you that. I'll give you that one.
Thank you. And I was like, now she's like moving to LA and her and James have got a dog together that looks just like Britney's. And I'm like, great. Can't wait to watch Raquel take over. Raquel takes over LA. Give me a computer desk and a drawer and I'm going to own this city.
She's going to do like the Peyton job and she's going to work at Vanderpump Dogs.
Like, I just love dogs because they're cute and they poop, but they also, like, lay on you.
You sound exactly like her. It's almost, like, disturbing. But we got an update on Tom Tom, the progress.
Oh, Tom Tom is not... It will There's not no be progress. Open. No. It will not There's... be open for months. Months.
I mean... I said, once again, I said this project was shady.
Mm-hmm.
I like to know if the permits are in their names.
Yeah, so basically...
like Vanderbilt names, you know?
Basically, photos have been circulating that Tom Tom looks more under construction than it did at the...
the progress party.
At the progress party. Like, there's no progress there. Nothing's happening. Tom Tom ain't ever opening.
Mm-mm. Tom can just continue to get Botox in his ears, so when he smiles, they don't move.
Also, what?
Yep.
Like what? And Jack shops at Target for his makeup?
The e.l.f. product. I actually use that bronzer, and I like it.
Oh, was it bronzer? I couldn't figure out. I was like, is it powder or is it bronzer?
No, I think he was, using a powder, but I actually used their bronzer.
Oh, okay.
But, I don't have, Lala's kind of money where she accepts rent money from her mom and then doesn't tell her mom her boyfriend's paying for it as well. So she's double dipping. Genius.
I mean,
she also wants to hook up with Brittany. So she wants the motorboat her.
No. Back up. She also sticks a bottle full of water up her vagina for her man.
No, I was very unclear about that. I felt like she did that by herself, though.
Is it the same bottle that she's sucking on with honey milk and milk?
Her baba?
Is it her baba that she's putting in her cooch? And then she's like, what is she? That's so weird.
Or is she like, I guess she's like, I don't know.
With a water bottle. It doesn't seem like that's healthy.
Mm-mm.
But her man likes it. And then I was thinking about it, and I was like, what if Lala's literally just, all talk, right? She's like, oh, yeah, blowies, the bigger the hoop, the better the blowjob. And I'm like, what if she's just, starfish is there? And she's like, ugh, Rand, I hate this.
Am I feeling you? Am I feeling
she's like,
you?
Oh.
Are you starfishing me? Are you starfishing me?
She's like, yeah, I can feel you. Yeah, I can feel you.
But I got it. I have a feeling Rand's small.
Rand can't see his dick over his stomach.
No.
I'm just saying. Okay.
Let's talk about Shay. So Shay makes an appearance. He looked horrible. And I also thought he was supposed to be sober. He ordered a blue moon.
Yeah, that was shocking.
Bigger. I mean, him moving home and he was talking about bringing a girl back to his parents' house. Could you imagine if you went back to a guy's house? And they're like, oh, just be quiet. That's my parents' room.
Yeah. I'd be like,
or, hey, do you want to borrow my mom's robe?
Kim Zolciak probably offers her robes to Brielle's sleepovers.
Totally.
But I just thought that he did not look that good.
Horrible.
And then I was like, I don't think I want to hang out with you when you come, if you're going to come to West Hollywood.
You don't live there.
Yeah, Azusa is very far.
Yeah, no. That's a hard no.
And then also, I thought that the Toms were being very nice. But it's clearly this was just a setup scene.
Yeah.
It's just, it was kind of actually, weird.
It's kind of fun that it didn't make the reel.
I enjoyed the Zoolander scene of Tom Sandoval where he was giving us his model poses. And I'm like,
Oh, that was a highlight for me.
But I was like, Tom, have you accepted yet that you're not a model?
He's like, well, this is the hipster pose, and this is the ha pose. This is the gladiator, and this one's the point. And the eyebrow up, hands.
Eyebrow up, hands in front.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was it made me think of the beginning of Zoolander with a jitterbug, and they're all having orange mocha frappuccinos, in the Jeep.
Yeah, and then the gas station explodes.
Yeah, exactly. I also felt sometimes I think that the witches of WeHo are us, and we are the witches of WeHo, because when they were at the beach and they were drinking from the suntan lotion and the purse with the wine in it, I was like, these are my people.
I know, except I want the IV people to come over to my house, and I want to eat chicken McNuggets on my
silver platter.
Yeah, on a silver platter with ranch dressing and have an IV in me and feel normal.
I literally was like, hey guys, what in Vegas do they, Vegas has IV people, IV places. Do I need to go there before I hop on a flight?
Absolutely. No, but now you can get these shots, you can get these shots at there's a place by me. You can get a vitamin B shot in your butt and that's only $35.
A B12 shot.
Yeah.
Interesting. I need to look into this because sometimes I just think my life would be so much better just with an IV after a night out.
Yeah, or Adderall. It's more just like being tired.
Okay, I don't like to talk about my drug problem on TV or on a podcast. Just kidding, I don't have one. Okay, speaking of Adderall, let's go to about Jax. So for the 45th birthday party that Britney threw Jax, she did a dodgeball thing. Did you notice that Sheena was on Jax's team, which was all the girls Jax has hooked up with?
That wouldn't surprise me.
No. But first off, that was our theory. We said that there was a lover's quarrel, and then did that confirm that they have hooked up?
I mean, I wouldn't even care.
I'm sad that this is over, because I think this season really gave it to us. But considering that they're, like, recording now, or they're beginning to film soon, like, it's coming.
Well, and when, or maybe they're saving the proposal because he proposed on camera.
You think so?
I don't know, but also the last thing about this is the Tom trumpet.
Oh.
Tom was like, wait, that's me? And James was like, yeah. But I like put it basically through all of these different channels and tried to make it sound semi-normal.
Like, why does he even want me here if he's not going to use my talent? It's like, you don't have talent.
The depressed sea lion. Yeah, that's what we need to do, a side-by-side. Like, trumpet player and depressed sea lion.
Like, just because you can do something doesn't mean you're good at something.
Right.
Right? Okay. Speaking of being good at something, I'm doing a lot of segues. Do you notice that tonight? Speaking of, nobody on this cast of Below Deck is qualified to do anything.
I know. Except JWoww. He knows that 24 hours a day, for safety and security purposes, someone has to be awake on the boat, Conrad.
Yeah, I just... First up, and I'm like, your alter ego's name is Jezebob?
He's like, but I've never met him because I'm always blacked out.
And I'm like, so let me tell you a little story. You actually can't use that as an excuse.
I know, so immature.
I just don't like that when it's like you're like harassing girls and then you're like, and then the other girl is like, I broke up with my boyfriend, so I like him and I think it's cute. And I'm like,
it's like, Brooke,
self-esteem. Please. Stop hanging out with Sheena. Pull yourself together. You don't need a man to be something in this world, to be someone in this world.
And JWoww, do you remember our conversation? Okay, well, stop flirting with me, but also, can you throw me on this bed?
Well, okay, then I was also laughing when the next morning she was like, do you remember the conversation? He's like, yeah. And then this talking says, like, not a word. I don't remember any part of it. This also, the charter guests this week were like the rejuvenation doctors that were friends with Sandy, and Sandy kind of angered me this week.
Why? You felt like she was like too friendly with them and like using the womanizer every night?
Well, do whatever you want with the womanizer. I'm curious about it.
I mean, she had a homework assignment.
But she was too much of like a guest and not a captain because it was her friends, and so I felt like she was being extra hard on the staff.
Anna, get me my dry toast.
Yeah, when she was like, I want toast. And I'm like, that is so disrespectful to radio in front of them. Like, get me this, get me that. I don't like it.
I also feel like we're really just seeing millennials in their prime.
Well, Casey is just like a waste of space. Like, I don't even know what she's doing there. And she's just annoying. I'm like, you don't know how to like clean a bathroom or do laundry.
Remember the girl last season that was really bad, and she was super slow.
Jen.
But like, at least she always looked good on the camera. Like, Casey is wearing a side ponytail, but doesn't mean to wear a side ponytail.
It's like, hey, Casey, and we'll send you some purple shampoo. Your hair is like, yellow.
Yeah, like, she, God bless her. I give her two more episodes.
Oh, I give her maybe one.
Wait, and why do you think Conrad likes Hannah?
I think he likes it. Well, it's like kind of like a Mary Kay Letourneau.
Mm-hmm. Good reference.
Full circle. I think he just like, I think he like respects her. Like, I think she does. And I think that based on his choices of the boat, like on the boat, like I think he kind of has to go what's at his level. So it's like the boat son, the chief stew. Like, it might be, he saw the season with Eddie and Rocky, and he was like, nah, I don't want that.
I get it.
I also made all thought this it up, was... and I have no theory.
I thought it was cute that he stayed up to clean with her because Sandy let her friend wear shoes on the boat.
And that's like that whole scene like pissed me off too. I'm like, you really needed to wear the shoes? Like, they're not even that cute.
No, unnecessary.
And like so rude that they were like literally up till 4 a.m. cleaning, and then she's like, Hannah, you need to get downstairs. Like, why aren't you doing your job?
A mental breakdown. Yeah, I need to get the provisions.
Now, first off, that was what you had last night. That's what I've had multiple times when we do this. Like, you know, when you're just so tired, like she just was up so late and doing her job that like anybody that's like says something like wrong that you're just like, I just can't handle this right now. I can't do this right now. Like, you just like, I need to just be by myself and I need like a nap.
And I would like Colin to rap me a birthday song.
He's like, I heard it's your birthday and it's getting sick. And I was like, please stop, Colin. He's like, hold on, let me turn my hat sideways.
And the girl was like, he's kind of like the Long Island Eminem. She's like into him. I was like, wait, what? I think he's gay.
No.
He doesn't say he's gay, but he might be.
Interesting. So I think Zhao will get kicked off.
Yeah, he's too aggressive and like in so many ways, like towards Conrad, but also the women.
And it's like, why am I finding Adam sexy and hot this season?
I always did. I think Malia just fucked with him.
Yeah, but like, he's like real cute.
Yeah, no, he's a California boy too.
But he lives in a van, so he's really an anywhere boy.
Well, I got an extra room, so. Like I'm feeling you, like I'm feeling you.
Below deck is like kind of hard to talk about because I feel like there's just like so much that goes on and not enough that goes on.
I mean, nothing really happens because you don't develop like the prime or the charter guests and.
Yeah, but. It was like Conrad's already falling under Hannah's spell with forgetting to put the tender out. And I'm like, do these people not get a refund if they can't go out on the boat? Like, I would want half my money back at least.
Yeah. I don't know how that works.
And
I think Hannah hung out with Watch What...
Okay. Probably the funniest part of your drawers is your underwear section. Like, there's no rhyme or reason. It is the wild, wild west of wardrobes. You have Christmas undies. You have got some birthday undies. You have 5 different brands. You have ones with holes in them. You got your period ones. You guys, you got to throw them all out because now I started wearing me undies. These are buttery soft, built for comfort. My other pairs all have to go because me undies is all I reach for. They have styles for everyone. They have classics like all black. They have fun. I got these little shamrock ones. They have super fun expressive prints and they look good on everyone. They have sizes from extra small to 4XL and guaranteed a flattering cut for everybody. And it's not just underwear with MeUndies. They have a lounge collection, super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And they have this Move Me activewear collection and it is the softest activewear on the market. Also, all their stuff is sustainably sourced materials and they work with partners that take care of their workers. If you're not happy with your first pair of undies, it's on MeUndies. Guys, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, their comfort from the outside in.
Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, now on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the French countryside. Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards, and not everybody has what it takes. You can watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but recently I came across Alo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. This app makes it super easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. If you're a beginner or advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, they have award-winning workout classes like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates with or without weights. And if you need a little bit of stress relief, try their meditations. They have affirmations, face yoga, dry brushing, journaling for those quiet moments. And you know what's just as important as fitness and nutrition? That's sleep. Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Alo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer. I've been going to bed at 9 o'clock and sleeping till 6 a.m., getting like the perfect 9 hours. I'm obsessed. I really recommend The Art of Sleeping on Alo Moves. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use code TJG for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code TJG, alomoves.com, code TJG. You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period, when I felt like I was going to crawl out of my own skin. I was so irritable. My skin was constantly getting acne around the chin. My cravings were insane. I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled in batter and deep fried. Don't get me started with the chocolate. But now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. The way Estro Control works is it eases PMS in a really interesting way. So the ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women start having PMS, spots on the skin, they get cravings, and feel low all of a sudden. You guys need to check out Estro Control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code JUDGY at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com. Code JUDGY for 15% off your entire first order. You don't want to have to deal with PMS.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
Happens.
Oh, and I saw that. Yeah, they're friends.
We're hoping, I think Ben might come maybe hang out with us. Yeah. We'll find out.
We'll see, but we, on our... See you next Tuesday. That's in 10 days.
Not like we're counting.
No, not at all.
It's like I actually have an advent calendar for
it's little pieces of the housewife's soul.
Okay, let's go to New York.
Okay, first off, I just want to say New York is bringing it. Like, this episode rivaled Scary Island for me.
Whose team are you on, Carol or Bethany?
Mary, I'm going to say something controversial.
Actually, Well, I'm not, but I think you're going to say Bethany, and I'm obviously team hero always and forever. But what? Most people online today agreed with Bethany.
Okay, so let me tell you my theory. Okay, so here's here's my theory, right? Okay, Bethany has been the star for way too long on these seasons, right? Like, Bethany to the editors, she, like, can do no wrong. Okay, guys, Mary might be taking a nap.
She has, like, 10...
She's always, like, the voice... Yeah, she's the voice of reason always. She's, like, this Greek chorus. She's always got these, like, quote-unquote, they're not always funny, but, like, one-liners. Like, she's almost, like, teacher's pet, right? And these girls, like, season after season kind of get, like, beat up. Like, they make them look bad. They do dumb shit that's, like, caught on camera. So they, like, went off on their own, and they're like, listen, if all of us gang up on her, can't not air it, right? Like, they have to see. So it's almost like they're, like, where Bethany was, like, gaslighting Carol, is almost like they were setting her up for this. Like, they're like, listen, if we're all go against her, and she's, like, and she's actually, like, making an ass out of herself, like, they have to show it because, like, we're all involved, right? Like, it's not just, like, a scene of, like, two of us to the side where you're like, okay, maybe you don't show it. It's like, okay, we're all at the Berkshires and we're all going to do this. We're all at Bethany's Christmas party and we're all going to do this. You know, like, we're at all these, any scene that I tape with Bethany, like, there's going to be an issue.
Okay.
My whole point was it made me almost be on Team Bethany a little bit.
Okay. I think that's a great theory. Okay. I think that's very interesting. And I like that they're coming together to bring her down because I fucking loathe her. However,
okay.
She comes out of nowhere. She's calling Adam an operator. She totally oversteps her boundaries. And if, like, you don't call someone I've been fucking for 3 years that I lived with an operator. Like, right. Whatever. He might have been with her at the beginning to, you know, because interesting. She has money, whatever. But you don't stay with someone for 3 years.
Totally.
To be an operator. And then Carol, of course. I mean, Carol. Luann has to chime in.
She's like, he was fucking my niece.
Where did you meet him? In my kitchen. And don't you forget it. He jumped on Carol from my niece and then I thought that was interesting, who lived on my niece's couch for 6 months.
Well, so that's when he was probably doing his nonprofit stuff.
No, I think he is a little bit of an operator, but not to stay with someone for 3 years.
I don't think he's an operator. I assume when they say operator, they mean like an opportunist.
Yeah, exactly.
But I feel like...
Did you think it was like that Britney song? Operator, got you on my...
Literally, I've never heard that song ever. It sounds like a Beach Boys song.
Oh, it's called Radar.
Oh, I missed that album. No, I just feel like... I think he was
actually on two Britney Spears albums, by the way.
What?
It was on two of her albums, the Radar song. Oh, I thought
you said you were on two. I was like, this is a secret you've been holding back for a while.
ADD.
I just felt like I feel like when first off, you're telling me that if like John Hamm, here we go, if John Hamm was like, you met John Hamm and he like showed a little interest in you, that you wouldn't be like 100% into it?
I mean, I was in the same room with John Hamm and I was trying to make that happen.
Right, but what I'm saying is, like, does that make you an operator? Because, like, you know nothing about him, but, like, he's had alcohol problems. Like, there's, like, issues with him, but, like, doesn't mean you still wouldn't go for him, because you're, like, intrigued by it. You're like, who is this person? Like, I'm attracted to them, and then it's like, oh, like, I'm just saying,
I think,
like,
you know, I mean, we have to never forget Lou called her a pedophile. I mean, the age difference.
Well,
so people...
Well, she called Lou a loser.
No, Bethany called Lou a loser.
I love that Carol threw that. She's like, well, you called Lou a loser. And I was like, oh, shit. Things are going to come out now.
Well, if I'm a loser, then...
She's like, me? I'm a loser? And I love when she looks in the camera and, like, talking, and she goes, do I look like a loser? And it's like 48 hours later, loser rusted. The editors are so shady this episode. But she's like, loser? Not really.
If I'm a loser, then the rest of the world's... sucks.
Yeah, the rest of the world is fucked. And she's just trying to get there. Like, they were all so lit.
No, and Lou especially. Lou and Dorinda always.
I was like, always, please include Dorinda.
Lou and Dorinda always taking the cake. And then Dorinda literally pieing herself in the face with candles in a cake.
Lit candles. She's like.
Oh, I forgot about those.
She's like, huh. She's
wait,
like,
have you ever.
Like, the cake wasn't the only thing lit that night.
Have you ever burned your hair on a candle a little bit?
So, no, but
like, the smell of it is unreal.
One time in seventh grade, a quote-unquote friend, we were in science class and we had Bunsen burners, and she took my gorgeous, beautiful, thick head of hair, and she took a piece and she lit it on fire in a Bunsen burner just to see what would happen.
Did you guys get in trouble?
I did not get in trouble. Why would I get in trouble for somebody burning my head of hair? I was like livid. It smelled so bad. Burnt hair is awful. Burnt hair is horrible.
Yeah.
Burnt hair is horrible. It almost got lit on fire too, because the other weekend we were celebrating a friend's birthday who loves to blow out people's candles. And so as a joke, I bought like 80 relighting candles, like the trick candles.
Yeah. What
they don't tell you is once you light it, it literally just goes on fire. So this cake was literally on fire. And like my friend was just carrying
all 80 candles.
All 80. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, I'll have to show you a picture. Like, it was the cake. And then it was like 8 inches of just flame. Mm. And my friend is carrying it behind me. And you could just hear my friends go, Courtney, move faster. Courtney, move faster. Because like she was so close to lighting my hair on fire. Because there's like 8 inches of flames. Like, burnt hair. Gross.
Ugh.
What's worse, burnt hair or cauterizing like the Nixium people? Full circle. Boom. Brought it. Okay. Back to New York.
Okay. But I think Carol made a good point, because Bethany can't admit to be.
No one cares what you think.
Carol made a good point about Bethany.
Okay.
Bethany can't admit to be less than perfect. She only understands her point of view, and no wonder why she only has one friend from like when she was living on the racetracks growing up. Like,
Terry.
She has what?
Her name's Terry.
Oh yeah, and she lives in Florida.
Uh huh. Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, how old are you, Carol? I know you want to be 45.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, like we're going a little deep. Like, that's rude. And like, but what are you, 12? I was like, you know, Bethany, like. Literally, she should have just said, like, Carol, like, when she would, like, wouldn't admit to Carol that she never talked about Houston or whatever, I was like, she should have just said, that was the point of the call. I'm sorry if I never, like, maybe I never said it. I could have sworn I said it, and that was the whole point. It's like, you just admit to having some sort of fault, and, like, literally, you win. Then right, the other right. girls just, like, look petty. But then, yes, Dorinda, then they get in a cake fight. And then, like, somehow.
And also, the cake fight reminded me of Mrs. Doubtfire.
Hello!
Yeah, when the social worker comes to her house. And
yeah.
She, yeah,
the
yeah.
best part is, though, is, like, that's just at 8 p.m. Like, that is 8 p.m. Then there's, like, a whole scene where I'm like, I literally never need to see Bethany naked. Like, you guys think you're doing us a favor by showing her naked once a season? Like, I don't need it.
She's like, those boobs reminded me of Jesus jugs.
Alexis Bellino?
Yes.
Really? Why?
They're too big for her frame. And we know they're fake. And then it was like really bizarre seeing them in pajamas with like a full face of makeup.
I like for a second was like, whoa, is that Luann in drag? Like, it was
you're
like,
talking about Carol?
Yeah, no, I was talking about Bethany in the pajamas. Like, she looked like Luann a little bit. But then
Carol just horse mouth / Steven Tyler.
Steven Tyler's daughter or brother, whatever. And then, so then, like, Bethany, though, has, like, she's, like, waiting. Something happens to her in the Berserk shirts where she, like, goes, like, all Jack Nicholson. Because there was a scene where, like, Ramona is, like, telling Carol, like, you guys are just having a misunderstanding. Like, something's, like, not right. Like, it's just not connecting. And you just see, like, Bethany, like, leering in this corner, just, like, waiting to pounce.
Like, right. She's so annoyed.
Yeah. Like, and then she walks
in. Like, not be on the same page as Carol. And, like, she. There's something, there is, I think she does really respect Carol in a lot of lights, and.
Well, I have, like, this whole thing, like, I think I've said it before, is, like, Carol doesn't need this show. Like, Andy asked her to be a part of the show because she was friends with Andy. He thought, like, you know, having a princess on the show could be fun. Like, Bethany really needs this show. Mm-hmm. Like, who is Bethany without Bravo? Like, I don't think Skinny Girl does that well. I mean, her jeans line is definitely not going to do well.
Who buys Skinny Girl still? I don't even see it anymore. I would buy, like, her turkey and pretzels, maybe. But, you know... I would probably buy that because I'm always looking for a diet snack. But so Skinny Margaritas taste like shit. And no, I would never even fit into her jeans. Rockstar exclusively, please. Old Navy, where's my sponsorship?
Yeah, we love Rockstars. You could just buy a size up because they're only
$20. $34.
No, but there's always like a good Old Navy sale.
Totally.
Old Navy's like always. They're like, hey, for this day and the next 364, we've got 40% off. And you're like, oh shit, I better get in there today.
I just walk in there and I don't even try anything on. Uh-uh. I'm like, oh, I only spent $400. It's fine. I can just return whatever I don't wear. And then I never return anything.
Do I have an Old Navy card? Yes.
But that like works for everything. Gap, Banana, Athleta. And but you don't shop at any
of those
places. I was
just going to say, do I shop at any of those other stores? No.
Okay, ADD, going back.
Okay, so their conversation. Oh, but so then Bethany leers again while Dorinda and Carol are talking.
Right.
And then we're a 7. We need to not be a 10. Can we wake up and be a 3? And it was like.
But then she also tells Carol, like, you're so into yourself now with your selfies and your makeup and your hair and your image. Like, you and Tinsley going on vacations. She's jealous of her and Tinsley. And I think she's jealous because obviously Tinsley has way more time than Bethany will ever have. And a lot of that has to do with, like, Bethany's a mom. And she wants to optimize her time with Brynn.
I also like that I felt like Bethany was being, like, slightly vulnerable when she did say, like, I think this charity got too big for me. Mm-hmm. Like,
I agree with that.
Where you're, like, almost, like, you saw, like, a little side of Bethany of where she was, like...
overwhelmed.
Yeah, she just was, like, overwhelmed. And, like, maybe she was taking it out on Carol, who she sees, like, doing nothing or whatever. But it's, like, the whole thing's, like, so strange. And also, Bethany's not only... She's only following now Sonia and Tinsley.
Very interesting.
Like, I think she's blocked Dorinda. I think she's blocked Carol. I thought she would be following Luann. And this is on Instagram, by the way. I, like, aren't her and Luann, like, didn't they, like... Aren't they together?
I think it's more like Lou and Sonia, Tinsley and Carol, Ramona in the Upper East Side.
Ramona and Coco, who almost got hit in the street, like, while she was yelling at Bethany. And, like, they kept just showing the dog in the street. And I was like, oh, my God, are you foreshadowing? If Coco gets hit by a car, I'm going to freak out.
Don't support women.
Yes, we'll get there. But, oh.
Wait. Then we just cut to, like, Lou and Sonia dry humping. And
the girls dancing.
All I could think about is, like, how are these cameramen keeping a straight face right now and not dying of laughter? Like, that was an insane party. There's like six. This would be my mom humping, dry humping her friends on a couch.
No, and like Ramona's playing Luann's legs like a freaking guitar. Like, they are so drunk. I'm like, oh.
And then they all wake up in the same room.
Well, and it was, mind you, that dance party was at like 9:20. They kept showing timestamps where you're like, time is not going by there. The best was when they're like, Bethany wakes up the next day. She's like, how did I even get in here? She's like, I shouldn't have drank that Ambien and wine.
I know, the open drug use.
Have you ever taken an Ambien?
No.
Me neither, but I'm like, it sounds like fun.
No, that and like Xanax and stuff, that stuff scares me.
I mean, I'm a sleepwalker, so I don't think taking Ambien would be my best move.
Has Courtney woke me up in the middle of the night because she was afraid?
That wasn't sleepwalking. That was.
Yeah. Yeah, we know. Courtney woke me up in the middle of the night at 4 a.m. Mary, you need to come outside with me right now.
Sleepwalking.
And I was like, why? because I think the room is going to collapse. I need fresh air. I'm like, no, I'm going to bed. And she's like, no, I'm going to die. You need to come with me. And I was like, okay.
Guys, this is not sleepwalking. But the night before, I had sleepwalk. I will tell an embarrassing story if you want me to tell an embarrassing story.
No, we can just get back to the heist.
Okay, one day.
Okay, let's go to Bethany's party.
Yes, okay. So I...
You know, because she should entertain more because she has such a nice house.
Okay, here's what I'd like to say, though. That was a nice party. I really enjoyed... I liked Bethany's outfit. I, like, really liked her red shoes until then I remember that skinny girl red. But I was like, those shoes are great. I love the sushi setup.
It was a holiday thing. I wanted some sush when I saw that.
Oh, my God.
Craving some sush.
I've been doing this, like, juicing because I'm going to Vegas on Saturday. And per usual, I don't work out, but I'm fat. So I have to drop pounds in, like, a record amount of time.
Always and forever.
But so I've been, like, juicing. And so that scene, I was like, I want spicy tuna. Like, yum. It looked so delish.
What's that sushi place I really like in Mango Tango or something?
No.
What's the good sushi place in Vegas? In the Venetian?
I literally don't know because I don't have dinner when I'm in Vegas.
Oh, it's so good. I'll get it for you. I can't remember right now.
Again, I'm not going to eat there, but thank you for the recommendation.
Wait, and then, okay, I love Bethany's outfit, like the gold yes. and the jeans and the red. And then MC Hammer, I mean, Carol walks in. And then, of course, all white Lou.
Lou and white! Like,
it's like Christmas. Come on.
Now
you don't wear white in Christmas.
Now that I brought it to your attention, you can't see anything else, right? It's all you can see. I mean, she's white like the snow.
Yeah, I don't know. And then the white elephant, the reject gifts.
Oh my God. The best one is she's like, cleaner. It's like, this is what started her downfall.
Lou looked like hell. Like, everyone else looked like
they. She said she was sick.
Sick, you mean hungover and went out the night before. Everyone else looked super rejuved, I feel like. Like, okay. Sonia was rocking it. Same with Dorinda. It seems like they had all gotten, like, some facelifts or something. They were killing it. And then Lou walks in.
She's
and all
like,
white.
Don't all like, get up for me.
Her teeth can look different sometimes to me.
I've never paid that much attention to her teeth, but
I guess they're just like maybe smoker's teeth.
Oh yeah, for sure. Who's a smoker on that cast? Lou, Dorinda,
Carol now openly.
I don't think she smokes.
Underweight to give blood. You have to be like 110 pounds.
Okay, first off, before we leave Bethany's party, when she was like, does Carol seem sad to you? Is Carol sad? She just seemed really sad to me. And I was like,
really lonely going through that breakup.
I was like, somebody's playing checkers here and somebody's playing chess here and I haven't decided who.
Ooh, I love that analogy.
Like somebody.
Wait,
go ahead.
Well, I'm T-Carol, so. And I love that all these bitches are against Bethany. Fuck her. I want her to go down. And do you think she said thank you and was excited about the FAO shorts cracker? Which she actually paid for.
I was going to say, like, let's get to the background. Like, basically what it sounds like is Dorinda called that guy.
She tracked it down.
No, I don't think Dorinda tracked it down. I think she called that guy, based on Bethany's blog, called that guy. Then connected Bethany and him. He ended up finding it. He went and drove there. Bethany paid for it. So, like,
how much did she pay for it?
Oh, that I bet that was like $500 or something. Like, Bethany's selling that like 2 seconds after. Like,
okay,
but
she has storage space.
But like, what was like weird to me is like clearly like Bethany's like very happy and like clearly Bethany's very selfish, right? Like, it's always all about Bethany. Like, we know that.
I saved Christmas. Bryn's gonna love me. No, I gotta be Jason happy.
No, but she said to Dorinda, "You saved Christmas." Like, I felt like they did not give her enough time to thank Dorinda. Like, she didn't need to thank Dorinda one because maybe she's already messaged Dorinda saying, like, maybe Dorinda somehow set it up so that the doll came that day. Like, maybe she did. I have no idea, but they just wanted to jump on her for it.
Yeah.
And so I felt like it was like, oh, she's not even going to say thank you. And it's like, well, when you think about it, like, if Bethany and him were talking, the guy went and did it himself. Like, why is she thanking Dorinda?
Well, and also, like, the excitement showed how thankful she was.
Right. Like, I thought that was, like, a little weird to me. That it was like, wow, you're really just trying to. Now, I did think that Bethany was rude when she was saying, like, to Ramona, like, oh, this is an infomercial for your skincare line. Where I'm like, every episode is an infomercial for Skinny Girl.
Right, right, right.
Like, we have to see your stupid
and
jeans.
You know what? I will buy Ramona's skincare line because, damn, for 62, you look good, girl.
She looks... But here's my question, though. So Ramona got, like, a facelift, whatever. She looks amazing. But what's happened to her speech? Like, she cannot talk anymore. She's always... She's like, the audacity. The audacity you have, Bethany!
I just don't think she's the sharpest tool in the shed. Okay. And she's actually admitted that this season.
Well, so Luann's party sucked. I was like, Luann, this is horrible. What are we doing here? None of you can give blood.
Oh, the Red Cross, you mean?
Yeah, Carol's...
Wait, and is that true you can't give blood after going to Mexico for a year? Oh, is it Zika?
Yeah, it might have been at that point through Zika. Who knows why? But it was like... So then Sonia comes and, like, she's like, I'm, like, basically, like, I'm wearing my candy striper outfit in sequins. Oh,
Sonia, like, jumping on strangers' laps.
Okay, when she was sitting with that lady who was giving blood and the lady had her arm around her, I was like, what's happening?
Okay, we call that when you sit on people's laps when you think you're, like, smaller than you are. We call that being Polly Pocket. I'll be like, oh, my God, I turned into Polly Pocket last night. I was just sitting on everyone's lap. They basically crushed people. But, like, when you think you're really small when you're drunk and you're – I call that Polly Pocket.
You're Polly Pocketing. I love it. I'm going to start using that, too.
But I was like, I can do that to you this, like, when I see you next.
I feel like I'm good, but I'll watch you do it to somebody else. But it just was, like, interesting because then, like, Ramona was like, Carol – or Sonia, somebody, like, Carol, Bethany, are you okay? Bethany said you seem sad, like, just stirring the pot.
Ramona, because as Bethany says, Ramona, like, loves seeing other people, like, drowned.
Oh, yeah, but it's just, like, and then Carol's like, wow, that's interesting that she said I was sad. Don't you think she's lonely? Like, you guys are just one-upping each other. Oh, and then what did Bethany, oh, that's right, we didn't even talk about this. Bethany tried to throw Carol under the bus when she was telling Luann about Tom's new girlfriend.
Oh, and then she just automatically takes it back.
She was like, oh, yeah, and I heard he has a new girlfriend. And Ramona's like, no, I haven't heard that. What? No, 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 she doesn't. She's like, oh, that's what Carol told me.
Right.
Like, she's like,
I heard she's dating this busted girl. Oh, you didn't know that? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm shooting into that. No. I'm sorry. And I'm like, you're so disingenuous. Like, you should have seriously looked at her in the eye and said, you know what? I'm really sorry I said that. That would be super embarrassing. But instead, she's got, sorry. Sorry, Carl.
Rob, mine. Yeah, it was like, I thought that was just, like, rude. And then when Luann was, like, leaving, I was like, oh, no. She's starting her downfall. She's gone to the Regency, and she's drank everything in sight. She's hopping on a flight. She's going to take an Ambien.
They set that up so well. Oh. Like, wait, you're going to Palm Beach? Why are you going to Palm Beach? Tom's going to be there. Like, you shouldn't go to Palm Beach.
Yeah.
Foreshadow.
Yeah. Also, before we leave the Red Cross party, though, I just want to say the whole poop scene.
Or are you constipated? You can get better poops. That firmer? Do you want them firmer? Do you need more iron?
Hey, Ramona, what do you want from your poops? Oh my God, we did not even mention too the beginning of the episode where Sonia's like has like contractors coming over.
And she's like,
So I had sex in there, you know, I was on the hedge fund guy. She's like, in 2008, and I tore down the vanity on accident. So if you could just put it back up, I'm like, it is 2018. What right. The hell does that bathroom look like for 10 years?
# staff bathroom problems.
Like, what is happening? Like, I was like, I thought she was going to say she had like a wild party of one of her like Wednesday gay parties. But no, that was 10 years ago. You know, the hedge fund guys, you're like, wow. And I'm like, how many hedge fund guys? What were we doing?
How many orgies has she had in that house?
More than she actually knows, because she's probably just like, oh, I didn't know. I was with John and Madonna.
Wait, is that Harry Dubin?
Hamlin? Which Harry is it? I don't even know.
Are we talking about my vagina? Harry?
Yeah. Okay, so then at the end of the episode, it's basically we see Lou's new place. She's starting over. She can't wait.
Which also, that place seems really nice.
Okay, I was like, when the realtor like first walked in, they showed this bookcase, and I was like, wow, Lou has like a really extensive book collection. Like, I'm impressed. Like, mm-hmm. I was like, I could not get past the bookshelves. And then they're like, I love fully that it's furnished. Fully furnished. And I'm like, yeah. Okay, that makes more sense.
Right.
But yeah, they're like, oh, it's time for you to start over. Like, what a great time in your life. Like, you just get to be free and, like, really take a, you know, a reflection and look at yourself. These fucking editors.
Oh my God. 48 hours later in Palm Beach, I'm gonna kill you. But
Mary can never do the Lou voice. She always
whenever does. I yell, it's like,
yeah, but she's like slips the handcuffs off, and then it's just like to be continued. I've never
and then the judge, I don't know if you have a drinking problem, but I suggest you stop drinking.
Yeah, I was like, whoa. And then I was like, and then I was secretly like, I love it so much.
I can't wait to hear the girls' reactions. Like, I need them to, I just hope it's on film, like their real reaction to when they actually found out about it.
Yeah, I'm sure that won't be old. I'm sure it won't be because it was like over Christmas, right?
It was Christmas Eve. I'm positive. We were like the first people to post that mugshot.
Oh, yeah. You were like, oh my God. You didn't even tell me,
yeah. Christmas came early.
He's like, and on the last day of Christmas, my true love brought to me.
I was like, we're going to have a big news day.
That's very exciting. Okay. Let's go.
Wait, we didn't really talk about the Ramona Bethany phone call. So,
So
don't blame your problems on me. You prey on the weak, you don't support women, and you thought I was doing an infomercial and you didn't even thank Dorinda for the Nutcracker. Your problem is yourself. You put everyone down and make yourself feel good. So I'm hanging up on you now. Yeah. Come on, Coco.
Now, everything Ramona said was right. And I feel like Bethany was calling her to put Ramona in her place. But I also feel like the delivery was like very harsh because, again, all these girls are going at her. That it's like you almost like lose that sympathetic part for like these girls speaking their mind because it's like five against one.
Wait, also Carl is on Summer House. That's officially a positive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we know about work as twins?
No.
Okay.
But we can DM her.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So anyways, I liked what Ramona did, but I was also, like, very much admiring the editing and the camera work in this scene. I was like, how many cameras are on her right now? Like, I felt like they were doing spin moves. Like, we got different animals. Like, we got somebody on Coco. Street. Yeah, somebody's in the street just getting Coco. And then, like, two people are walking around Ramona trying to get different angles of her while she yells. And I was like, wow, the editors are really going for the Emmys this year.
Well, they need to have the producer. Whatever they're doing on New York is brilliant, and this needs to happen on every franchise. Yeah. They need to get the producers there.
Did you hear that Orange County, the trailer was supposed to drop this week, and then they're like, well, it's like not that good. There's probably nothing. Yeah, nothing happens this season, because even Kelly Dodds was like, oh, well, there weren't really any fights this season. I'm like, oh, another snooze fest. Nobody cares.
And they only have... They're only having like four wives.
Yeah, the four main ones and the other ones are going to be friends of. Is that what it is?
Well, that's like not enough drama.
I know. Okay, let's talk. Okay, now, as a preface, Southern Charm did air tonight. I watched the first 20 minutes, but then I had to go get a spray tan for my 20 hours in Vegas, so I haven't finished it. Mary's watched most of it, but we still have to talk about last week. But all I want to say is, fuck T-Rav and fuck Trashley.
I have never liked Danny, but she stepped up this season. I loved everyone pulling for Catherine. And I thought Catherine handled this situation like a boss bitch.
Holy shit. She didn't
explode. She sat there. She didn't walk away. She was super mature. And I think that's why Ashley got even more insane.
Yeah.
Ashley... is delusional. And how does she like Thomas so much, like so fast? How has he trapped her? I mean, I guess he's paying for everything. So.
Well, I think at that point, that was in like the fall, right? So like at that point, they've probably been together for like 6 months or something. Mm-hmm. And if she's allegedly an escort, She's
33.
Yeah, she's our age. She went to high school with one of my friends.
Oh, I didn't realize she was that old.
First off, we're that old, so rude.
Right.
But the thing that what Catherine was doing was like kind of funny, because it's like I used to do this with my mom when she'd get like really mad at me. She'd like you're basically yelling at someone because you want a reaction from them, right? So like when they go like, "All right, okay," you're like, "No, that's not what I want." So now I need to push it harder. Like I'm doubling down on this. I'm going harder, mm-hmm. and you're still like, mm-hmm. "Okay." And then it's just like infuriating that you just at some point like fucking snap, and you're like, "Yeah, yeah," and you're like throwing your hair back, and you're like, "Yeah, yeah." But it's like,
and this is all because she wasn't invited to Saint's birthday. Am I invited? Yes. Or
mind
no.
you, though, this is the birthday party that Catherine is throwing, not the one that Thomas is throwing.
I already know I'm not invited.
Yeah, it's like
that. Why'd you fucking ask?
Catherine just was like, I was like, you do not, like, you're threatening her. Now you're talking shit on her in front of all of her friends who are like, what the fuck? Like,
I see those children more than you.
Oh.
Like, no. Uh-huh. Get your frizzy hair out of here.
I just don't understand. Like, I don't like her. Like,
she's... And then the whole the hospital thing, that was so fucked up. Like, Catherine wasn't allowed to go to the hospital.
She's like, why didn't you visit your son? And Catherine's like, because I couldn't. Like, she's like, I just, like, felt so much for Catherine. Like, I felt very much like I was Chelsea when Chelsea at the end was like, crying. Like, I can't even imagine someone saying that stuff to me. Like, I'm not a mother, but holy shit. I was like, if someone ever came after me, like, I would have jumped over that table. I would have killed her by the jugular. Like, I would have gone fucking nuts.
Okay, and then Ashley's, like, comment was like, I mean, Thomas, no offense to you. Like, total backhanded comment. Yeah. I mean, you were a convicted felon, and you still have custody of those kids. Like, what she's done is way worse. I was like, oh.
And Thomas is just like, you can see, like, the wheels turning that he's like, wait, what?
And then he's like,
I'm a Ravenel.
She's Italian. You know how they move their arms.
Yeah, what was the Italian line? Like
Italian people like are passionate.
But who is he talking about?
Ashley being Italian. Like half Italian.
First off, rude. But like, was that like a racist comment on his part? Like, I just felt like Ashley this whole time, like, she keeps trying to be like, oh, it's TV. Oh, and like Shep like was like, oh, hey, guys, just remember it's TV. Like, let's be nice to her. And I was like, what the fuck, Shep? Like, you were on the wrong fucking side here. You do not defend her, because if anybody ever went, and I'm sorry, Thomas is so in the wrong, because if anybody ever went after the mother of my kids on TV, I would just be like, listen, you need to cool it. Like, she's still, you know, for the kids.
He kept it pretty cool. He was trying, I think, to not get involved.
And... But he needed to say, hey, Ashley, like, regardless of like the feelings and like what happens, like, that's the mother of my child. I don't want my kids to see this.
Right.
Like, I just felt like he needed to like take her away and just be like, hey, I understand, like, you, but again, he's a fucking asshole who has rape allegations against him. So it's like, what do I expect?
Yeah. And she's just dying for a ring. It's so disgusting.
I'm actually, like, here's the thing, though, is, like, I actually, in real time, like, in real life, like, present day, is, like, something's clearly wrong with her. Like, she's lost an inordinate, like, it's, like, an unhealthy amount of weight,
like,
she's lost.
Her how hair. Do we do that, though? But, like, can we?
Right. Like, obviously, like the silver. Tips? Obviously, the silver lining is, like, how did you do that? But secondly.
I mean, honestly, it's probably from stress.
I think it's like, from stress. The, I think she's not eating. Time... I think she's on drugs.
I know, but honestly, like, the time, you know, when did they finish filming this?
It doesn't matter. Their photos were a couple months ago.
But, like, it's kind of like the reverse reaction of Shannon. Like, Shannon was so worried about allegations with
some people
David.
Stress eat, and some people, like, don't. Like, when I, like, when I go through, like, a breakup or something, like, I don't eat because I'm, like, depressed. Right. And it's, like, the best diet of my life. Like, I need someone just to, like, hurt me.
Right.
Emotionally, not physically, please. But, you know, and then I, like, will stop eating. But, like, I'm sure it's part of the
Never
stress.
Never had that problem.
I'm sure it's
I do the opposite. I do the Britney diet, and I eat everything inside, and I order Postmates, and I like chocolate and bear cheese.
I just find it's like, I feel bad because it's like clearly like, but she's also, these are the actions that she chose. So it's like, I think if she went on a an apology tour where she was like, I'm so sorry, like, in that moment, like, I just, you know, I snapped because I felt like, you know, I didn't know everything about Thomas and Catherine, and I'm sorry. Like, people would be so much more sympathetic, but again, she's doubling down on it, and she's like, oh, you know, whatever.
She's like, I love Trump. Like, Kim Kardashian went there last week, but, like, I'm there next week.
Oh, she must be so jealous that Kim was there. Also, I want to say, I'm very proud. I posted a photo yesterday about Kim Kardashian and Trump. Now, look.
Prison reform.
Prison reform for, I forgot what her name was, Angela Johnson or something like that. And I am very proud of Kim for going there and doing her part. And I think that Kanye opened the gates up for that, for him to be willing to listen to Kim. And I think that's, like, really great. Like, truly. Does not mean that that photo of the two of them is not one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
She has a, like, straight face, and he looks like he's in a comic book.
Like, it is so funny. I saw a tweet that was like, who let this reality star idiot into the White House? Like, what the hell? Also, like, my girl Kim looks great. Like, it's so funny. But it's like, that photo is funny, right? Like, I'm proud of what she did, but the photo itself is funny. It was, like, so controversial of one, of people who were, like, got very political with it. I was like, this is not a political, it is a funny photo. Like, you can't,
we're not a political site, guys.
No. FYI. But also, support whoever you want. Like, if you want to support Trump, great on you. Like, he's our president, you do you. Like, I do not care who people support as long as they're respectful of each other.
True that.
Right?
Just like we're respectful to Robbo Leverty's, you know?
Yeah, and no, maybe some we aren't, but
kindness is contagious.
Yeah. Sharing is caring. But I will not be kind Follow to Ashley. Follow
the golden rule.
I won't be kind to Ashley. If you have nothing
nice to say, say with us.
Yeah. I won't be kind to Ashley. I won't be kind to T-Rav because they're horrible. Like, her whole thing about, like, the horseback riding last week when she's like,
she hated it.
She's like, what do I wear? What do you wear horseback riding? I've never been before.
Everyone gave me a flannel. Why is everyone wearing a flannel? I didn't bring a flannel, Thomas.
My favorite, though, was that in 2015 when she posted a photo on her Instagram of her horseback riding. And she's like, oh, but I've never been. I'm like, oh, check your Instagram before you start making lies up. And I just, yeah, I'm just, like, so proud of our Queen Catherine. I really am. She handled herself so well. I love that Craig is, like, so very protective of her.
Oh, Craigie poo-poo head.
And I like that Whitney was even on her side tonight.
Whitney was kind of, like, looking good tonight.
Yes! He looked, like, this is, like, him pulling back and, like, not being as, like, creepy as he's been. And him, like, not being, like, so attached to Thomas. Like, I think this is, like, a really good look on him. And, like, he's kind of got, like, a Jason Bateman thing going. What do you think about that?
Yeah, sure, I'll buy in.
Okay. But you know who still looks like a fucking toe and is disgusting? Thomas. I just hate him so much. I hate him.
We get that.
I don't know if I've expressed it enough. I hate him.
What other?
So basically, I just want to say, Southern Charm, I'm liking this season. I hate that it's on Thursdays. It's still really rude, Bravo. Because
I know, I feel like maybe they could, what's on our Monday night now?
Exactly. Nothing. Like, move Southern Charm to Monday.
I agree.
Oh, here's something I did want to say, though. When they were on that ferry going back and Chelsea said, oh,
you mean Titanic?
Yes, exactly. When Chelsea said, oh, it's up to Catherine if she, yeah. And Thomas went psycho. I was frightened for them because I thought, like, the boys were like, I don't want to get up because I feel like he's like the Hulk that he'll literally just attack me.
I think he could only, like, he was getting poked at all day and just kind of absorbing, listening, standing back, trying to walk away. I mean, at one point,
Ashley said she was
going to fucking kill him. She's like, you're not, like, she's like, are you kidding me right now? Like, come on, like, you got to stand up for me right now. And he was doing nothing. He just walked away from the conversation at those picnic tables. Because he's still obsessed with Catherine. Oh. She's like, I think I need a Louis Vuitton suitcase. Oh, Catherine has five.
Yeah, she's like, what boots do I wear? He's like, oh, Catherine has riding boots. But did you notice, though, last week when he asked Catherine, hey, Catherine, can I get you a drink? And she's like, I'm sober, Thomas. Like, he was fucking trying to set her up. He both wants...
No, but that can be... That can be any kind of drink.
I just think he wants to control her. He wants control of her. And the fact that she got her shit together, he's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
But I think everything that he does is to get, like, Catherine's attention.
Agreed. He still, like, longs for her in a lot of ways, I think. Like, he still longs for the life of them being together and having these two kids together. And, I mean, how much easier it would be if they were together.
Well, I also think that,
and, like, he liked seeing her this calm, cool, collective side.
Yeah, like, I feel that she's, like, back to kind of who she was when he first met her.
I feel like, no, she's such a more sophisticated...
No, I mean, like, not, like, when she was on... I feel like he got her on drugs and all these things, but I'm saying, like, when she was not on drugs, like, before they got together, and she just was kind of, like, a fun party girl. Like, she's almost, like, has a sense of herself, and when she was,
like,
with
Tommy... Like, when they were at the grandparents' house.
Yes, but when they were... once, like, he got her hooked on drugs and, like, all these other things, like, she lost who she was and kind of became this crazy person that he couldn't, like, control anymore. And the only way he could control her was, like, through the kids. And now that she has, like, a head on her shoulders and she's, like, very much more mature and, like, can handle herself, that he's like, oh, shit, they're sexy.
She's going to get way more custody.
Oh, for sure. I saw that she's now trying to get more custody now due to the allegations that have come out.
Right.
Get him, queen.
Well, this is the last season of Thomas Ravenale.
If it's not, though, and he's back, like, I might have to boycott the show.
There's no way.
I also want to just say, because Cameron is so, like, not in this while she's trying to be induced, and it has, like...
She's eating cheese puff pickles and ice cream with a fork. Which, I like to eat ice cream with a fork as well, because there's less metal in your mouth. And it's, like, easier to, like, get it out.
Okay, well, I want to just say, like, a real-time story. So Cameron posted this video on her Instagram, like, a week or two ago about this kid who is, like, 17. He's, like, a prodigy on the piano, and he only has four fingers between his two hands. And he's, like, amazing. He's so good. Like, I watched it on her page, and then I, like, went to his Facebook page, and I watched more, and I got, like, so enamored and just was like, oh, my God, I love this kid. Well, anyways, she ended up sending – all he had ended up having, like – to practice on was a keyboard, and she ended up sending him a piano. She, like, bought and sent it to him, and she's a doll. I thought that just was so sweet and such a great act of humanity, and I was like, Cameron, I saw this, like, I'm, like, literally at my desk, like, crying. She's like, oh my God, how'd you see that? It's like, he posted on his Facebook because I started following him after I saw your post. She's like, oh my gosh, like, you're so sweet. And, like, no, that's just, like, such a nice thing to do. And so I love Cameron.
She's a doll.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway.
And I love that she's so real, like, since having a baby.
Oh, for sure. And I love the story with Elvis the dog. I'm very much enjoying. Oh, like, the neighbor's dog. Like, the neighbor's dog, her husband's, like, obsessed with it, and they're, like, obsessed with each other, and...
Wait, I thought that was their dog.
No, that's Elvis the neighbor's dog.
Oh, I always thought that was their dog.
Yeah, no, that's, like, the whole joke. But anyways,
still just...
Yep, half info. It's okay. But I am excited to watch the rest of this episode because I just want... It's like, Bravo's clearly not going to do anything where they get rid of Thomas right now, at least for this season. So, like, I want to watch the dumpster fire that is the Ravenels. Like, I want to watch them go down
their
in flames.
Half their season is trashly, so... I want to see more of that, and I'm okay with this being Thomas's last season, but I would like him to go down in flames.
No redemption, not even, like, them, like, being cute, because it's not cute. Like, I just want to watch this fucking fire burn, and I'm excited to watch the rest of this episode for that reason.
Let it burn. Wait, what's that song? The burning song?
I don't know, but on that note, Mary needs to
go to bed. I gotta go to bed.
Okay, well, thank you guys so much. Remember, see you next Tuesday, June 12th. If you are in the LA area, we would love, love, love for you to join us there. We hope to have some special guests there, too. It will be a fun night out. Leave us a 5-star review if you haven't already. We are cracking up reading these. Participate in our polls on Instagram.
Join the jury.
And make sure you join the Jury Speak so that you have more information and you can talk with other like-minded Bravoholics like all of us and all of you that are listening. Have a great weekend. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.